things I've discussed in this program at length with you over time is the myth that somehow we're having more extreme weather events today than we did 50 years ago or 100 years ago or whatever, and it's just not true. The year for the worst hurricanes, numbers and damage and so forth, real physical damage, was the 1950s. Tornadoes, I think the worst year in modern record-keeping might have been 1973. At any rate, I go through, you know, last year was the first year there was never an F4 or F5 tornado recorded anywhere in North America, and yet the climate alarmists would tell you that that's not true, that the storms are getting worse and bigger, and it's just not accurate. My next guest, John Droz, is an independent physicist and a national energy expert from North Carolina. He says there are four pillars supporting climate change claims, and the one I just mentioned is one of those. John, welcome to the program.
Steve, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, computer models, extreme weather events, the claimed consensus of scientists, and the International Panel on Climate Change. Those are the four pillars, correct?
That's correct. Yes, so, if you talk to citizens or government legislators or environmentalists or whoever and say, you know, what's the rationale behind your belief in climate change, they will inevitably cite one or more of those four reasons.
All right. So I know that extreme weather events are actually less today than they were the year I was born. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to come back. They're cyclical in my estimation. But right now, are we not in a very calm period for tornadoes and hurricanes?
Well, I'm not a meteorologist, but from what I know, yes. But I think the important thing is what you said, is that weather by nature is cyclical. It changes based on a lot of variations.
Right.
In fact, there's so many variations, it's hard to quantify them. But there's quite a few variables here that control such things as weather.
Right. Now, let me give you an example. Right now, this winter has been very, very mild. People say, oh, look, it's climate change. Last year, our local schools had 11 snow days and cold days. A couple of the days it was so cold they wouldn't let the kids go to school because it wasn't safe because it was too cold, of wind chills 20 degrees below zero and beyond, plus tremendous amounts of snow. That was just last year. So, I mean, it just changes from year to year, does it not?
Well, it seems like whenever there's a piece of evidence that they believe supports their story, then they will cite that. If it isn't, then they will ignore it.
Yeah, that seems fine. All right, so tell me about the other pillars and what you've concluded. Just go through this and sort it out for me.
Okay, well, the four are, as you said, the first is what's called the IPCC. This is an agency of the United Nations, and right off the bat, you ought to decide whether the United Nations is working in the best interest of the United States or not, or trying to do its own agenda, promoting things like global governance. But you can decide for yourself. But this particular agency was hired, or formed, I should say, to do one job, and that was to document how humans are causing climate change. Well, so some people seem to think that they had the objective of trying to objectively assess whether humans were causing climate change, and that's not true. All you have to do is look at their charter, and their charter quite clearly starts with that assumption that, that number one, climate change is happening abnormally, and number two, that humans are the cause. So then they went and only came up with evidence, quote-unquote, studies that support that initial bias.
So what you say is the IPCC started off with the presumption that temperatures were outside the normal deviations, and the assumption was because it was human-caused, period.
Yes.
And their mission has always been to exclusively focus on human-induced climate change. They didn't even have another idea. That was the idea.
That's correct. All you do is look at their charter, and in this report I just put together this week here, that's the exact words of their charter. So it's not a matter of my opinion. This is what the charter says that they're going to do. So,
all right, so let me ask you another one that gets cited a lot by people that I talk to. Well, 97% of scientists agree that it's human-caused global warming. That's not, I mean, I talk to people all the time. It's not true, but where did that come from?
Well, it came from some very limited, again, biased studies, but every part of that is false because, first of all, I don't know, a good question to ask people is how many scientists do you think there are in the world? And the answer is approximately 2 million. So the question would be, okay, fine. You're telling me that a survey was done actually of 2 million scientists? Well, of course, that's absurd. No survey has ever been done on any topic of these scientists. So fact number one, that's just not true. Second of all, even if there was a survey done, science is never determined based on a vote.
Right.
Determined based on studies.
And climatologists are a subset, then, of
very
all the scientists, and that would be a small subset, would it not?
Extremely small, like less than 1%. So,
there you go.
Very small.
All right,
yes.
So a small group of people. All right, so the computer models. My computer models can't get a forecast correct out to 10 days. But apparently they can do 10 centuries here. I am proud of them for that, but they can't get the 10-day forecast accurate around here. I don't know about what it's like in your neck of the woods, but here they have a challenge. And so let's talk about those computer models for a moment, shall we?
Sure. One of the things I used as an example is to say, okay, fine. The question is whether computer models are able to do two things, and that is to analyze an extremely complex situation. That's what climate is. And over a very long period of time. So those are the two criteria, extremely complex, very long period of time. So what I did is I put a little slideshow together that's on my report that says, okay, how about looking at a moderately complex situation over a short period of time? So if they can't do a moderately complex over a short period of time, well, how can they do an extremely complex over a long period of time?
Now, John Droz here with us, a independent physicist, national energy expert from North Carolina. His new report, The Four Pillars Supporting Climate Change Claims, and basically you're debunking those climate change claims quite effectively, because if they can't predict over a short period of time with moderately complex, how do you expect to be right 10 years from now or 100 years from now? In fact, all you have to do is go back to 1970, 71, 72, all of the claims of doom and gloom for the planet and famine and drought and death and destruction, none of which came to pass, none of it. Right.
Well, the example I use, I could use several, but I used Hurricane Matthew as an example where they actually plot out the computer models. They had six, plotted out the projected path from the beginning of where Hurricane Matthew was projected to go. So I showed a picture of where it was 7 days from landfall, 6 days, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. Up to that point here, not one of the six models had it right.
Not one.
3 days away and 2 days away it was wrong. One day away, they got it right, and then the very next day it went wrong again. So it's when you see this visually, it's just astounding that how weak these models are.
Yeah. John Droz here. It's spelled D-R-O-Z. John Droz, D-R-O-Z. Where can people find out more about the work you're doing, sir?
Our website is Wyze Energy. That's W-Y-S-E, energy.org. And we have a monthly newsletter, over 10,000 subscribers, about energy and environmental issues. Go onto the website. You can send me an email. Newsletter is free.
John Droz, pleasure having you here, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
There you have it. You go read about the four pillars supporting climate change. Anthropogenic global warming, that is the foundational theory, but it's not really a theory. That's what they believe, and that was they set out to prove that this is true. It's not the way it's supposed to be done in science. Quick break. When we come back here, the greatest thing you're going to see or hear in a while. It's great fun. You're going to like what you have after the break. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance, and you probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526 to schedule your GPS meeting. Or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.